Rumour confirmed, we had a late off-air rumour about a snake that ended up in a sticky situation in the western suburbs. Thanks to a local snake catcher and the ingenuity of a local vet, it was able to be released back into the wild. Provided that's good news. Here to tell if it's true, Karen Davies, vet and practice manager from Direct Vet Services in Point Cook. Karen, good morning to you.
Good morning, fellas. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Better. I've got a question. How are you going? What happened?
so this poor juvenile tiger snake managed to catch itself up in some sisal tape. And it's a fairly strong adhesive, and of course, the more it wriggled, the more it got wound up. So yeah, it was in a bit of a sticky situation.
So what was it, on a building site or something? Was it?
Yeah, so it was on a new domestic house build, and they'd put the sisal insulation up on the walls, and of course, they use this tape to join the sheets. And this poor little fella's come across a raw end, and yeah, spun itself into a right raw mess.
Now, I've just nodded sagely as Karen has twice used the expression sisal something or other.
Sisal tape.
Do you know what sisal tape is?
Yeah, it's black sticky tape that you use in buildings.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Is that right, Karen?
Sisal's the insulation paper that they put on your house.
Yeah. Hey, right. Karen, when you were studying vet at vet school, did you actually have to study snakes as well as puppy dogs and cats?
Back when I studied, not a one. Not a lecture, not a... Yeah, no, I'm all self-taught.
Oh, so what? Are snakes built basically the same way as any animal? I mean, you know, they got stomach and bowels.
Yeah, they
and...
are, actually. Yep, so they have all the same anatomy that we do, slightly modified, you know, missing limbs, that sort of thing.
Back in the day, Karen, vet was the hardest thing to get into. It was the number one most difficult course to get into at Melbourne University. Was that the case when you did it?
It was, and coming from a local high school in Werribee, I was actually the first girl or first local to go through the university down here. So,
well, good on you. You should be very proud. But what I don't understand is that was vet when you studied a bit like the architecture, where they build houses in rural Victoria and down on the seasides as if they were building a house in Tunbridge Wells? Did you learn the veterinary practice as if you were a vet in Tunbridge Wells? In other words, how could they teach vet in Australia and leave snakes out?
I guess because we didn't do a lot of wildlife at all. You know, I graduated 28 years ago, I'm sad to say, and we got, you know, a couple of rough-in lectures that, you know, this is what you're potentially going to see. But most of our education was concentrated on, your rural stuff, so your sheep and cattle and pigs and horses and your domestic animals.
And grouse and badgers. And
yeah, not quite. But
so the snake's alive and well.
She is.
You use she. Is it definitely a she?
Yeah, we sexed her while she was here.
Oh, good on you.
Just out of curiosity.
I take it that doesn't mean you sent a nude photograph of her to someone.
No. It unfortunately means probing with a very small metal rod into the pocket around the...
Yeah, that's probably enough. Probably enough detail,
yeah,
Karen. nice to chat with you.
Not a worry. You have a great day, guys.
You too. Photo and video of the snake involves on our website, www.com.au.